Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Greetings and welcome to Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for Pine Knob's 50th anniversary. I'm Gary Graff, and throughout the season, we're celebrating by taking a look at Pine Knob's present, and especially its past, revisiting some of the most important events in the theater's history, and talking with some of the folks who made it. After 50 years and more than 3,100 events, there's more than we'll be able to jam into these episodes, but hey, that's why there's a next season. Not many bands are linked so closely to Pine Knob as Bare Naked Ladies. The Toronto group has played the theater 22 times since 1996, and earlier this season, frontman Ed Robertson told the crowd that it was literally the venue that broke Bare Naked Ladies in North America, with shows that were selling out well before the multi-platinum triumphs of albums such as Stunt and Maroon. The group was so popular in these parts that it closed a pair of Horde Festival shows, rather than Blues Traveler, during July of 1998, and a year later played a three-night run of its own. Most of the shows have been memorable, but the one that's enshrined came on June 15, 2007, when the group, then still a quintet, filmed and recorded Talk to the Hand live in Michigan, which was released on CD and DVD the following November. Its 15 tracks included hits such as Brian Wilson, Pinch Me, Too Little Too Late, and If I Had $1 Million, as well as some deep cuts for the big fans. BNL has steadfastly called the theater Pine Knob, even during its 20 years as the DTE Energy Music Theater, and Ed Robertson was among the artists consulted about the theater's new logo. Bare Naked Ladies drummer Tyler Stewart shared some memories about the Talk to the Hand show 15 years ago.
Well, we did Talk to the Hand live here because our crowd here is always amazing, and we thought, well, we hadn't played actually in a while. We had some time off, so we did a warm-up show at Art Park in upstate New York. You know, this place, we played it so much over the years, and every time we'd come here, we were welcomed like family. Bill used to work the door here. He was amazing. Darren, is it Darren who just, he passed away.
Derek.
Big D.
Did you see the plaque?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I wrote that for them.
So, after Bill, it was Derek. We always were welcomed with open arms. The staff knows us. We knew the staff. Logical place to film a live concert.
What do you remember about the night?
Great night. I remember I was wearing an orange shirt. Great night. One of the things about playing here is that the audience responds to the older material, like the more obscure material. So we could play a deep cut from Gordon, like Hello City or something. Or we could play, you know, Wrap Your Arms Around Me or something. And they respond with the same level of enthusiasm as they do to, say, you know, One Week and It's All Been Done, things like that.
Bare Naked Ladies' last album, De Tour De Force, came out during July of 2021, while Robertson designed the new Rush pinball game that was released earlier this year. The group played Pine Knob as part of the Last Summer on Earth tour, which featured Gin Blossoms and Toad the Wet Sprocket. Our thanks to Tyler Stewart for taking time to talk to us about Talk to the Hand. That's it for this episode of Hello Pine Knob. You can catch other episodes wherever you get your podcasts, including Odyssey.com and via 313presents.com. For more information about Pine Knob's 50th anniversary season, brought to us by United Wholesale Mortgage, Trinity Health, and Ally, and all of 313 Presents events, visit 313presents.com. I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.